Regardless of your political leanings, I think we all understand that our healthcare system is in trouble and must be fixed. Healthcare costs have been rising for many years. Expenditures in the United States on healthcare surpassed $2.3 trillion in 2008. That's more than three times the $714 billion that we spent in 1990, and over eight times the $253 billion spent in 1980. Stemming this growth has become a major policy priority as the government, employers, and consumers increasingly struggle to keep up with healthcare costs. This is further complicated and compounded by the fact that for all the money that we spend in healthcare, the U.S. is still a poor performer on the international stage. The Commonwealth Fund ranked the United States last in the quality of healthcare among similar countries and notes that U.S. healthcare costs are the most by far. The reference for that is with Bob Rohr, 2008. Healthcare in the U.S. ranks lowest among developed countries. That was in the British Medical Journal, July 21, 2008. The Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act of 2010, also called the Accountable Care Act or shortened to ACA, was signed into law early 2010, and it has catalyzed efforts to radically transform the current way that care is provided and reimbursed. Hopefully, from prior lectures, you may be able to think of some of these ways that HIT can change the way care is provided and may assist us in getting a handle on expenditures. But otherwise, how does the ACA, the Accountable Care Act, relate to HIT? Well, the ACA has charged the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, or CMS, to create something called a Center for Innovations with a $10 billion, as in B, billion-dollar budget to identify and test promising new models for delivering and paying for healthcare. As Berwick says, patients need journeys of care, not fragments of care, and we must figure out how to take those promising new models to remove the fragmentation that is so common to healthcare today. In the Accountable Care Act, Section 3501, Part 933, also calls for the Agency for Healthcare Quality and Research, AHRQ. It calls for the AHRQ Center for QI and Patient Safety to, quote, identify, develop, disseminate, and provide training in healthcare quality, safety, and value, and to, quote, provide for the funding of these activities of organizations with recognized expertise and excellence, improving the care of healthcare services, including children's healthcare, by involving multiple disciplines, managers of healthcare entities, broad development and training, patients, caregivers, and families, and frontline healthcare workers, including activities for the examination of strategies to share best quality improvement practices and to promote excellence in the delivery of healthcare service. I know that's quite a mouthful, but if you actually want to look for that in print, you can just pull up the ACA Act of 2010, go to Section 3501, and within there is Section 933, and you'll find it. In addition, the practice of telehealth is expected to expand significantly as a result of the health reform bill's emphasis on increased access and cost savings. CMS actually issued a proposed rule at the end of May 2012, streamlining the credentialing process for telemedicine providers at distant hospitals. Again, regardless of your political beliefs, health IT in the future will play an increasingly significant role, and we must create the HIT workforce capable of driving this change forward. This website on the slide is a federal government site that is very educative and may help you to deepen your understanding of the relationship between health reform and HIT. The URL is on the slide.